Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hey, y'all, welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. What's up, L'Oreal?
How you doing?
You look cute. You just switched your hair up a little bit.
Thank you. You know, it's the summertime, so I got to let my mane flow in the wind.
Yes, giving me Little Mermaid, Ariel. Well, this week has been eventful, like your hair appointments, like your beautiful face. A lot is going on. Not as positive as your vibrations, though. Lori Harvey, Michael B. Jordan, they split up. You know we gonna have to undress that. Joe Buttons and Cardi B, they speak out about colorism in New York strip clubs. Mm. And I must say, it's a lot of passion and vigor behind this frustration. We gonna address that. And Vivica Fox, another one, has stepped into the room to talk about the infamous slap. It is Vivica, and she says that Jada has not taken accountability for the Will Smith slap. You know we got to address that.
I know that. And you know there's some big news coming out of the NBA and the Forbes, and that's LeBron James, the king. Oh. He becomes a billionaire. We're going to talk all about that, as well as it going down in the DMs. Hey. Not my DMs. I don't know. Is it going to be mine?
We wouldn't do the segment if it wasn't. I have to know what's going on in your DMs.
Okay, okay. It's
especially after this new hair change, friend.
It's going down there. And for our final question to address,
this happened.
I definitely bust the window. I bust the TV. This all the same guy. I kicked in his door. Come on now, it's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by none other than our wonderful sponsor, Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, this is the perfect time to go to Macy's and shop, because it's summertime. It's right here. We have plans and things we want to do this summer, and Macy's has you covered for everything you need. If you're blocking off your schedule for some lazy sun time, Macy's has the essential you need to master the art of poolside lounging at your friend's house, at your condo, in a backyard. You don't even need to have a pool, but you can look pool time ready. They've got summer must-haves like tropical prints, the flowy skirts, the print sets. You know, a little coordinated set. That
gotta
is really
coordinate.
What's, you got to coordinate. They call them cohorts these days. Cut out bathing suits. Ooh. And you know what they brought back, and Macy has them on lock, are those jelly sandals.
Ooh, I love that. I don't care. Yes. It makes me feel like a kid, but I love them.
Yeah, so nothing like Macy's to get you taken care of. Now, don't forget, you can pick up the fun and the sun essentials like sunscreen. Don't forget your towels, your little pool floaties, and so much more.
It's giving one-stop shop. You know what I'm talking about? Plus, did you notice, Eva? From June 7th to the 13th, you can receive an extra 30% off on your favorite brands and 15% off all your summer beauty essentials. Everybody loves a little bit off. I love a little
bit off.
Not a
15% off, 30%
off. 30 and 15, that's a big percent. Now, keep it all effortless with Macy's Personal Stylist. And you know that is completely free. They will help you put your look together either in store or from the comfort of your own home. So all you got to do is go to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. What is it, Eva?
It's Macy's.com/personal stylist. Go ahead and get your stylist on lock, ladies and gents and kids.
Let them and for
get
free.
Yep, and for the free.
You can't beat that with a bat.
Hey. You know what I could be with a bat, though?
What is this?
Is our first story, because I'm so unhappy about this.
Aww.
I'm unhappy, but okay, let me just. Michael B. Jordan, Lori Harvey.
Come on.
They are no longer an item.
Oh, now, after. Surprise.
They dated for a year. People Magazine did confirm. They did for a little bit over a year. Now, we've all heard the rumblings, but it originated from a confirmation from People Magazine that Michael B. Jordan, who's 35 years old, and Lori Harvey has broken up. Now, the source says that Michael...
She's 25.
Excuse me, 25.
No, you was right. He's 35, but I just had to throw it into the people. She's 25.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I just want them to follow, you know, what's happening.
Okay. Underline that little part that L'Oreal said. Highlight that little part right there.
That might come to play at the end of the story.
it might come into play. Well, Michael, who's matured a lot over the course of the relationship he's had with Lori, was ready to commit long term. So he let down his guard with her. He opened up emotionally in romantic ways that he's never has for the first time in a relationship. They've had great times together. I mean, he just, you know, bought out the aquarium and stuff like that. If you remember, they officially became official on Instagram in 2021. In January. Now, in December, Michael told The Hollywood Reporter that he had finally found out what love was.
Aww.
The red carpet debut was late in March at the 2022 Vanity Fair Oscar party.
That was last week.
Yeah.
That was their debut?
Yeah.
Why? That's not long that you're together and you ain't debuting.
Well, because it wasn't about that. I mean, she was just at Cannes the other day by herself. You know, like, you don't always have to be together. Hmm. Well, let me finish your story, which is why you should have some personal time, because after Lori went to Cannes just last month solo, rumors began to swirl about trouble in paradise.
Hmm.
And a source said that Michael and Lori are both completely heartbroken. They are still in love with each other. Steve Harvey, who is Lori Harvey's stepfather, wished Michael B. Jordan well. Look, as long as everybody can walk away in peace and be friends, I ain't heard nobody say they busted out a window or nothing. As long as you don't put your hands on my daughter, I don't give a damn what you do. He is still a cool guy from what I know. It's a breakup. I am pretty sure that they'll be fine. People break up all the time. I just wish that I could have broke up without the cost factor. See, I started learning from my children. Get out early. I waited way too late.
Mm.
That's all Steve Harvey's quote.
That's so giving shade.
That's giving shade. That's giving, I think that's like to my ex-wife. But
I mean, that too, but to Michael B. Jordan, that's shady as well.
Why?
Because you're saying get out early while before it's too late. Like, I thought that we were still in love and friends. So what did he do?
That's
Eva,
not what you're
saying. They've been taking shots at him, even Marjorie. She's been
That's not what he's saying. He's saying that they're both beautiful people. He's still a very good guy. They just broke up. It is what it is. As long as they can remain amicable, it's no problem. And he wish he knew when he was their age. What they know now is when it doesn't work out, walk away versus staying in something that's not healthy for you. That's what I got from it.
I mean, I'm just trying to see these little tweets what that Marjorie they was said. Posting. Did you see all these little tweets, like these little subtweets that it seems like it's directed towards? Like they had this. You sit in ish so long it stops smelling. And then Steve Harvey says, sometimes we need to thank God for what didn't happen. It's like all these little, you know, Michael B. Jordan is minding his business right now. She done broke his little poor little heart. And
it's not just them, though, because he was at the basketball game the other day and all the little messages were like, oh, he looked hurt. And he didn't look hurt. He was just sitting there.
I'm not going to lie. This is a relationship. And I love Michael B. Jordan, man. That's my guy. But I didn't never believe this relationship from the beginning. And then when you tell me that their red carpet debut is over a year after they started dating, that's hella weird.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And like
me
I
and
also
Mike wasn't until a year and a half after we started dating. It's very, very common.
Yeah, but these are people that are renting out aquariums and going everywhere else. Why they don't go there together? Like, that just don't make sense. And then every time it was like a romantic moment, it was on display by them. But we never seen them going to McDonald's in sweatpants or In-N-Out Burger, whatever y'all eat out there in Cali. Like, I didn't see none of that. And usually when you together and it's so in love and this is that, y'all together.
No, there's no one way. It's like raising kids. There's no one way to be in a relationship.
Especially she was together with Future everywhere.
Maybe she learned from that and decided
she was together
to
with Diddy everywhere.
Stop playing.
She didn't learn nothing because clearly he's sitting here trying to say he's grown up. What are you getting into a relationship for?
multiple things. And not every time you get in a relationship are you looking for a full commitment. I think the fact that they got to a year and they realized that he was ready for another level or the next level of this relationship, and she was most likely like, I'm cool. I've done that before. I've had that happen quite a few times, and a couple of famous people too. I thought we was kicking it. And after 8-9 months, you want to be in love and calling me wife. No. I don't want to do that. I don't want to wear your promise ring or your fake engagement ring or the real engagement. I don't want to do all of that yet.
Then don't go to the aquarium. Like, that is big.
I was engaged at 25. I was supposed to be someone's whole wife. I was with them for over 5 years. It's the natural, what you think is the next step. But unless you're ready for that, and it's okay not to be ready, even if you've been in the relationship for a few years.
I think we just forgot. You know, Michael B. Jordan had a reputation for dating white women, and he was starring in Black Panther. And I think that
it was rumors. I've known Michael B. Jordan since he was 14 years old.
We went to the same school, so I know him as well.
He liked Nick Cannon, like women. They look good.
Did date a couple white girls. And
he did,
I mean,
but don't do him like that.
We went to school in Newark, wasn't no white girls in our school. So I probably was the closest thing to white and the complexion wise. You know what I mean? But other than that, I just, after he like blew up a little bit, you did see him with a lot of white women. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to be surprised if he goes with another one. But it was a lot of things that he was getting backlash for dating those white women. People kind of
mad about,
his
white girl.
But I do think that Lori Harvey took a facade off of him. So now, like, to be in Black Panther, it's okay because he dated Lori Harvey. Of course, he likes all kind of girls, you know, instead of them just putting him in the white girl
Bill
box.
Station. I mean, he has done projects. He did the one about
They wasn't caring about him like they do now. You get what I'm saying?
Because it's pop culture. But when it comes to him being a solidified star and a bona fide Black man in Hollywood, there has never been confusion.
But that's what made it a big deal. Like, you played in Fruitvale Station, right? That was a big, like, iconic movie for the situation that happened. And then, like, you stepped out with the white girl. So that's all I'm saying. And I am not saying nothing wrong with it. You do what you want to do. Like,
I'm hearing as I take my shirt off that you saying something wrong with it, but
is Lori Harvey's going to be back with Future by noon.
No, she's not. And Lori Harvey, let me just tell you, she listened to Marjorie Ding Ding for that proper mama that reminded her that, baby girl, you are the good thing. She's 25 years old. That lady has all
of life. So what did Michael B. Jordan do so bad? Come on now.
No, we got to move to the next topic. But seriously, just like men sometimes are not ready to commit, it is not uncommon. We are not always, like, the fact that I'm married today is amazing to me because I don't commit to anything in life but work and myself. And so the fact that I committed to a whole person is crazy.
He'll move on and so will she. And I'm dying to have this conversation when they both do and see who it's with.
And they'll mature and they'll get to a place where I am now and where you will be if you want to at some point where you're like, all right, I choose to be with this person. I want to love this person unconditionally. Yeah, but you don't have to make that choice today.
I'm just praying I get into a relationship that the person takes serious. Let's just talk about Joe Budden. He recently, regarding discrimination on New York City strip clubs, he was talking about the discrimination that goes on there. He posted an Instagram and a Twitter criticizing New York clubs for not hiring Black women and purposely hiring the same exact girl, like over and over, the same looking girl. Now he added, your promoter having a type is going to lose y'all money this summer. This is disgusting. Not the girls, the optics. Now, Cardi B and Kim Kardashian, they were brought into the convo when one person replied that no one should be shocked because those two have been pushed as the standards of desirability. Right now, Cardi B clapped back and said clubs would not even let her work Latin nights because she didn't look Spanish enough when she had her cornrows. So she spoke out about the strip clubs and colorism, and this is not the first time. She also did this in the past, and she added that dark-skinned women got it worse than tan-colored women. Now, artist K Goddess chimed in to jump in to her defense and say that New New York promoters put Cardi in the black category because she was tan and the way she carried herself, like her demeanor, how she spoke, and things like that. So, gotta watch out for these NYC clubs. And I don't know, should we start a brown skin girl shaking booty club?
The world that I live in is that's how the clubs are divided. You go either to the white club, you go to the club where you know you're going to have the Latin girls, you go to the club where you know the black girls are. And, you know, that's I live in Atlanta, the strip club capital. So
that's
depending upon what you're trying to do that night and who you with, that dictates which strip club you go to. I most likely just told you way too much about what I like to do for extra.
Yeah, but I think they do it in every place then, if you're saying
exactly.
Like
in Los Angeles, it's the same way. I mean, mind you, in L.A., all you can see was cleavage. They be like,
but I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if you've seen the flyer that they were discussing, but it was a little disgusting. Like, it literally was
what it looked like. Paint
it was
me.
Like a bunch of light-skinned girls with dark hair. They literally looked like the same girl 50 times. Like, it wasn't even a complexion, your complexion. It was all, like, white looking.
Because I'm a beautiful brown. I'm glad you acknowledged
that. No, that's what I'm saying. You're brown, but you're lighter than brown. You're light brown. That's what I call you. You're light brown skin. It was disgusting. I'm not going to lie, to look at it. It's like, so y'all couldn't find one.
But you know what? This is the same argument that used to be like in music videos. Like, why don't I see the other representation?
Right.
I don't support the artist. Like, if there's a club, don't go. If they're serving greasy chicken at this chicken spot, guess what chicken spot I'm not eating at? That one. So don't go to that strip club. You know, we still want to go see them shake it, like, you know what I mean? So we going to still go out on Friday. We just not going to go there. And
yeah.
Just like Joe said, it'll hit them in the pockets when people don't come. But just saying something, all you're going to do, honestly, in today's social media society, is give them a reason for people to go to the place that they're talking about not going to.
That's
to see what's going on.
More clout. And they just going to hire the same girls. And the girls that look like them going to apply because they know they could get the job.
Thanks
for the free promo is all they saying.
Who we listening to, L'Oreal?
You listening to the Undress and Run podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressandrun.
And you know who just got undressed?
Who's that?
Vivica Fox.
Lord.
Now, you know, she's one of the queens and sis has never been shy or minced her words. But baby, Vivica Fox has been speaking out. And I think the reason why it's important that she's speaking out is because she is friends with the people that she's talking about.
Ooh,
so
hey,
these
friend.
Are just not just opinions and thoughts of what you would do, but this is thoughts about people that she knows and has come up in this business with peers.
Okay.
So it's all about the Will Smith smack. Will Smith and Jada have been fairly quiet since the Oscar slap, if you could say, like the last couple of weeks, as quiet as they have been or can be. It's always a Red Table Talk, but they haven't said much lately until the last episode of the Red Table Talk. The episode focused on alopecia while bringing up the situation.
Situationship, just like her in August. We didn't forget that, sis.
Well, she added that her and Will are figuring out this thing called life together. Many people were annoyed by the episode because they're just over the topic already. We're over talking about it. We're over here. We're over it. Now, Vivica Fox decided to chime in and said that she believes that there is a lack of accountability on Jada's part in the situation. She said that Will Smith that night, as far as I was concerned, was going to be crowned this generation Sidney Poitier with a huge honor. That would be the Oscar that he was set to receive. I felt to be a good partner. There is no accountability. Will Smith was defending her honor. That was why he was offended. That's why he walked on stage and slapped him, because he felt like his wife had been offended. So for me, it's no accountability as a partner.
Right.
Also, let us not forget that Chris Rock was actually assaulted. We cannot forget that, for basically telling a joke that, in my opinion, was not that bad. These are Vivica Fox's words. And she also went on to say, you know, this is a tough situation to speak out on because these are her peers and she knows them personally.
Right.
But right is right and wrong is wrong, and your opinion is what we do here on the Dressing Room podcast. So we gonna talk about it.
That's right.
Do you think Jada has not taken accountability when it comes to the smack You think she's just swept it up under the rug, or do you think there's no accountability for her to take?
I do. I think she didn't take accountability only because the fact that it's like, you know, Will is in the thick of all the drama and he was ultimately defending you. Then when you came out a week later, like, I don't need defending. And then you come out a few months later and you do this. It's like, it's too late, first of all. Like, if I feel... Chris Pack, I need to hear something today. Like, I'm not about to wait no 6 months or 2 months or 1 month to hear. Like, I'm pissed already, so I don't even know. He doesn't care from what reports are saying that he could care less about her words. And I would feel the same way. Like, where can you ever meet in the middle of piecing this up? I couldn't even fathom.
You know,
like,
what
the thought.
You know, the idea of them trying to piece it up is one thing, but I feel Vivica. When Vivica said, as a partner, you're supposed to journey life together.
You are.
Me and my husband, we gang gang all day. And I tell you, I could be as wrong as two left shoes. He going to hold me down. And then in the room, he's going to be like, baby, you know you was wrong. Like, I'm never going to leave
That's
you out there
right.
hanging. But
That's
he's going
right.
he has enough, you know, integrity to tell me when I'm wrong, but he has loyalty over top 10 toes down. So at the end of the day, the accountability wasn't taken because of how brutally, I mean, we talk more about the slap than we have mass shootings. Than if we had
did.
More mass shootings than
That's
we've ever
true.
Had smacks at the Oscars, right? We overdid the topic. So when you see it all day, every day, why not come out and say something? But you did
Please,
a whole red table talk.
If we seen it, how does she not see it? I'm so lost. It's
and
like,
so
girl.
Just, I would
and
do
what
it
she
for
did,
you.
Keep the same energy. I would have been like, hell yeah, you smacked him, and I'll smack him again. Like, do
exactly.
something.
If I heard someone saying something about you, I would
yes.
respond.
We
Imagine
up.
Your husband that responded in your honor on national television. I'm
Come
sorry.
On.
I 100% agree with Viv, and I don't think it's her trying to be messy, but it's the partnership for me, bruh.
Like, it was a joke not being that bad for me. Maybe I don't understand it because, like, I get that alopecia is something serious. I know my mother had an issue with, she had breast cancer and she beat it, but, like, the medication and stuff caused her to lose her hair and it was hard to grow it back. So I understand that that is painful for people, but come on, like, he didn't say nothing that was so crazy. If it was, the reaction would have been so much. I was still shocked to this day. I still can't believe, I'm like, what is Will Smith hearing that I didn't hear? Like,
well, see, no, it's that, okay.
I'm still
if
lost.
I called my husband from work crying, or if I was upset about something, even if what I was upset about wasn't that deep, he would lose it just because
I'm
upset.
But if
I'm
she started
upset.
Crying, then I would understand, like, look,
but he knows, he most likely knows how she feels about it. Now, that's the debate.
I still
of,
can't believe that man
should
did
he
that.
Or should he not have been slapped? I do
I'm
think
sorry.
That the joke was a joke, but I do think that it was in poor taste. I don't think it warranted a slap, but, you know,
no,
that's what G's
on.
Do sometime. At the end of
crazy.
The day, if my husband smacks somebody on my behalf, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ride with my husband.
Now, you're going to have to ride, but, like, why say something now? It's like you're not riding and you're late, and it's just like, it's like you set yourself up for this one, sis. Like, if you're going to not say nothing, just stay shh. That's the only thing I could think. Stay shh.
Stay shush, but not over here, because this is the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page, you guys. All you have to do is go over to Macy's.com/theundressingroom. Lo, let's get to the bag. Who got the bag right now?
That's right. Right now, it is the king, LeBron James, and that is because he reportedly became the first NBA player to become a billionaire while still actively playing. Great news,
hey.
Black excellence, all that good stuff. Now, Michael Jordan was the first NBA player to ever hit $1 billion in net worth, but that was after his on-court retirement. Where the hell is Magic Johnson here? He has all these Starbucks and movie
after.
Theaters.
They're after. So the
yeah,
reason
but I don't
why...
even see him on this list.
Magic Johnson is definitely a billionaire.
I thought so, too, but I don't see him. Anyway, according to Forbes, LeBron hit the $1 billion mark after he earned $121.2 million in 2021. I want to earn that, too, next year. I'm going to be like, I want to be like LeBron. Remember we used to say, I want to
be like Mike.
Like
Mike.
Yeah,
I want to be like LeBron.
I want to be like Bron. Like Bron. If I could be like Bron. Okay, well, he is one of the greatest basketball players players in history, highlighted by 4 NBA championships, 4 MVP awards. He's set to make another $44.5 million just next season in LA as a part of a 2-year contract. Come on now, Space Jam, A New Legacy, that made $162.9 million in worldwide sales, which helped contribute to his $900 million off-court ventures. And take that for everybody that said he couldn't act in that movie. Who cares? Now, he has aspirations to be an owner. I cannot wait of an NBA franchise, which will be so big. And he's also going to make history when his oldest son, Bronny, is a 2024 draft prospect. And his last year, he wants it to be played with his son. Wherever Bronny is at is where he's willing to go. So you know they're going to be fighting for that kid, because that means you get LeBron too, and probably at a discounted rate because he just wants to be there. He said that's where he'll be. I would do whatever it takes to play with my son for 1 year. It's not about money at that point.
That
what did I
so
say?
Cute.
What did I say? You can get him for $2.
It's history.
Come on, Knicks. This is your chance.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because what Bron gonna do is set his son up to go to where he needs to be at. You already
but this
know.
Is your chance, Nick. You can get out. You know, I'm a New
come
York girl.
Come to the
girl,
Lakers,
so.
Bronny. Come to the Lakers, Bronny.
No.
Come to the show.
No, the Lakers, no.
Come to the show.
You know
show.
What they
come.
Should do?
What
just
should they
go get? Ahead and go on home, because Cleveland was so upset with him. If he goes home and wins a chip there with his son, he's the hometown hero for real, for real.
Yeah.
Right?
But it didn't really work out too well in Cleveland.
Oh.
Yeah, there's that part.
Okay.
So music is a part of everyone's lifestyle, and Black music is the cause of that. When I am in my car, the first type of music I am jamming to is my old school R&B. I cannot live without it.
I'm with you on that one, Eva, but you know, I got to get a little ratchet and put on my hip hop music because I love the crap.
Yes.
Now, did you know that Cadillac has been mentioned in over 24,000 songs, 24,000 times
what?
In music? Can you believe that?
Like, it's always about a proper Cadillac. Like, my parents, that's the only thing they drive to this day.
Really? So many rappers and other genres in Black cultures, they have mentioned Cadillac. Got your mama and your daddy in the Cadillac. Black music has truly played a part of Cadillac's success. They even created a Black Music Month playlist on Spotify.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, it is fire.
I am so excited. And shout out to Cadillac, because Cadillac remains committed and champions big dreams and bold ambition. They have built and dedicated a hub to showcase campaigns and stories for diverse creative artists like Killer Mike, and the list goes on. You can find it at Cadillac.com/audacity.
Cadillac.com/audacity. All right. Well, looks like time to slide into the D.
Well, this is my favorite segment. Let me get my ears and eyes. Let me pull my bra up. All right. Let me get ready. Okay. What we talk about in your DMs. Who slid in this week? I must say, you had an epic weekend not too long ago for Memorial Day. So I know you still got the trickle down from from DR.
Yes. I do want to shout out one person that reached out to me.
Who?
Now, over this past weekend, my friend was killed in a home invasion. And, you know, it hit really close to my heart because he was somebody that I was really, really close with. And it's just crazy when somebody, like, reaches out to you shortly before they pass. And, like, you kind of feel in your mind, like, damn, if I would have, this wouldn't have happened. Or if I, you know, you kind of start to blame yourself for things or whatever. But I'm talking about rapper Trouble, and he was murdered and shot in a home invasion at 34 years old. He has 2 kids. You know, they're young, very young. And obviously a bunch of fans, family, all that stuff that will greatly miss him. And even though the guy did, he is currently in custody, it's still not something that's easy. Like, it just happened.
Right.
So whatever. So obviously I was going through it, and I'm still going through it because it's fresh, you know. And somebody reached out to me. Her name is Lisa Clinton. Big shout out to her. She said, I'm so sorry that you lost someone you love. I know your heart is aching. And if I have your consent to pray for you, I will. I see how passionate you are about the people you love and care for. So I know this is taking a huge toll on your heart. L'Oreal, so much is happening back to back. You barely get any time to grieve before the next tragedy hits. Please be gentle with yourself and know that you're entitled to your time to breathe and grieve. And if anybody has a problem with that, they need to check themselves, period. Take the time you need to grieve, and I say that respectfully. Again, I'm so sorry. If there's anything I could do, no matter how big or small, please don't hesitate to ask. I just feel we as Black folks got to do better in how we take care of each other. So I start with me. So much love and support to you and everyone who was impacted by this senseless act. So shout out to her, you know, because some people don't realize like how they can like really affect and change your mood. And I was definitely not really by the phone or trying to do anything with talking to people, but like shout out to her for, you know, reaching out and, you know, giving some support. And seeing the person, like, she didn't have to write that, you know.
But you know what? The same energy, people have opinions that are not positive. You know, it's the same amount of people out there that are supporting you, that have empathy, that are rooting for you, even if it's silently, that wish you well, you know. And it's actually a lot more of those people that are rooting you on and hoping your well-being than those that, because it takes a certain kind of a person to be nasty and mean, and there's so many more that are rooting for you. I'm praying for you, girl. Hold your head up. I am so sorry for your loss. It's never easy. It's sad how many people we do have to bury senselessly. You know, we would hope that it would come with old age and time, the inevitability, but I pray for you and his family, and that you hold to those memories that you have, and that his legacy be left as something beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I also appreciate her for reaching out. So
that was a dope DM.
Yeah. I want everybody to be safe for real, and don't always be so trusting of people, because everybody, you don't know what they got going on in their life, you know? Mm-hmm. So think about that before you head to somebody's home to trust somebody to go to their home or whatever the case, because you never know what issues or problems they got going on. So y'all need to just be safe out there. We need to stop killing each other, killing our kids, all that stuff. But shout out to her and thank you, you know, and shout out to his family. And whoo, it's a tough loss, you know what I mean? But we just got to do what we got to do and just pray.
We're going to have to pray.
Whew, okay. So I don't want to, we're not going to.
It's okay. You got a funny one? Because I got a final question that's kind of, it'll change your mood.
Let's get into it.
So the final question this week has turned something that is supposed to be reverenced into a whole game. So there is a post. It was posted on the Jasmine brand. It's went viral. It was a social media user admitted to throwing her cheating boyfriend's mother's ashes into the river.
Oh, my goodness. I saw this.
Oh, my goodness. So this brought the attention to a Texas woman who threw away her ex-boyfriend's mother's ashes into a river on video back in 2020. She was arrested earlier this month after confessing on a text message because...
Oh, my gosh.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Not only is it just disgusting, it's actually illegal. So in Texas, abuse of a corpse is a Class A misdemeanor, and it carries a $4,000 fine and a up to 1 year prison sentence.
What?
Fort Worth police report. Yes. So not only is this something that everyone is like, oh my God, would you do this? But ma'am, you just allowed yourself to go to jail over an emotion.
I didn't even realize that was still considered a corpse, like, because it's cremated. So, Then, I mean, but I guess it is. Yeah, that makes a lot. Why did you even think of that? That's some evil stuff to
girl,
think of.
I was going to say, how early do you have to wake up in the morning to conjure up an idea like that? Like, where do you get that from?
She knows she evil. Like, why would you do? I'm not going to lie. This is the ultimate thing, though. That mother was going to do anything to break them two up. I'll tell you that much. She was, I'm just saying. She like, yo, before I go, you going too. You going too.
So if you knew your friend was going to do something like this and the man did cheat and he did her dirty, would you stop your friend or would you step back or would you co-sign something like this?
Did I know it was a crime? I mean, this is crazy. Like, I
you didn't know it was a crime, but is it a moral crime? Like, is
I would have been like, girl, you sick. I don't even think I would be able to be like, I would laugh because that's like some bugged out thing to think of, but I don't think I could possibly ever let somebody do that because you gotta, and let me tell you something, I done been cheated on bad and I done did some stuff. But, like, to think about that is good. Like, I did petty stuff. Like, I'm about to open all the bottles of Ace of Spades and pour it out.
I mean,
like,
we got all the
stuff.
Songs to bust the windows out your car.
I definitely like, bust the window. I bust the TV.
Sugar
it's all the same
tank.
Guy. Yeah, oh. I kicked in his door, like the Range Rover door. Like, I violated this guy. But this is because he violated me numerous times.
But so, did
like,
you violate his mother?
I did in a way, but not like that. She's alive.
Okay.
She's alive. But I remember when I was down bad in
what
the
did
argument.
You do?
I don't even want to say it. It's
no,
bad.
I need to know because the episode's almost over and I'm in and out on this. What did you
I'm
do?
I'm not going to lie. To this day, I always feel bad about it. One thing about me, everybody know anything about me, like my mouth is crazy. And when like I'm really trying to hurt somebody's feelings, I go for the jugular. This was so whack of me though. So I'm just like, oh man, I can't say it. I told him that's why your mom's a crackhead.
Was his mom a crackhead? This is the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy.
This is like the saddest episode. Why did you make me tell that?
It is not the saddest episode. It's the truth. I mean, I would rather, if my mom used to be a crackhead, to you the low blow her being a crackhead than to throw out the crackhead ashes.
Yeah, she wasn't a crackhead no more, but like that's low key like a low blow because like.
It's a horrible blow. It is. I mean, that's why you can't say, you feel so much remorse. You can't even tell your truth. Like
I couldn't. I still to this day apologize
to
this person.
I know you do, but.
And he remembers it like down to his soul. That, I didn't just say his
horrible.
Mother. I said his brother. Too.
Wait, they got the same mama?
I said your mother and your brother crackhead.
Well, is the brother crackhead too? The drug epidemic was real.
I don't want to talk about this no more.
Oh, right. Well, we've uncovered enough. I mean, I literally have on no clothes, just headphones.
Oh my gosh, you know? Everyone's going to hate me.
No, they're not. Listen. This show is not about what's right. It's not about what's wrong. It's about what's true. We get
it's about canceling L'Oreal.
Never. Never. You always have a home here, sis. And that was the final question. Now, the final question provokes some thought. And if you would like your question to be the final question to undress, then do us a favor. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at the Undressing Room Podcast.
Yeah.
Slide them DMs like they do to L'Oreal. Be nice. Be kind. But definitely give us y'all
talk
juice.
To me nice.
And boom. Talk to us nice. And if you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page.
And we're going to head on out of here. Make sure y'all listen to all our past episodes because they lit. We lit. And you're going to love them. So we got our clothes back on. You good? Your clothes?
Yeah, let me pull my pants up. Okay. Here we go. I got it. I'm ready for next time. See y'all next time.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer, Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers. J.R. Davis and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.